Ohio State Highway Patrol investigates head-on collision. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Three accidents closed a portion of U.S. 250 in both eastbound and westbound lanes Thursday afternoon. An accident with entrapment call due to a head-on collision involving a car and truck in the eastbound lanes had emergency crews responding at 2 p.m. near the Schönbrunn exit. State Highway Patrol Sergeant Edward Frankie explains a silver Saturn heading westbound crossed the grass median
and entered westbound in the eastbound lanes of U.S. 250 and struck a Ram 1500. Pickup truck.
New Philadelphia Fire Chief Jim Parrish says once on scene, they found a pickup truck flipped over.
In the median and a car with the driver entrapped. And our firefighters extricated the victim from the driver's seat with the assistance of Dover Fire Department. They used the jaws, the hydraulic spreaders, and cutters and cut the side out of the car and rolled the dash to get the victim out.
Smith Ambulance transported three victims, one with serious injuries, to Altman Hospital. Traffic began backing up on U.S. 250, resulting in a minor accident involving a van, pickup truck, and a motorcycle, causing traffic congestion near the mall exit in the eastbound lanes. Ohio State Highway Patrol units were then alerted of another fender bender due to slow traffic in westbound lanes, resulting in traffic to back up on U.S. 250 west near the Schönbrunn exit. Charges are pending upon a review from the prosecutor's office for the at-fault driver. Further details are not available as OSP troopers conduct their investigation. The New Philadelphia Fire Department has to wait a little longer to begin steps to hire six additional firefighter paramedics. Recently, the department was awarded a three-year FEMA grant for almost $880,000, with the city's share around $547,000. City Council held a special meeting Thursday to hold a second reading for a resolution that would accept the SAFER grant and allow the fire chief to start the process of hiring more staff. The legislation was held due to council members Cheryl Ramos and Amy May voting it down. Ramos opposed the acceptance due to the unknown of how the city will pay for the new hires once the grant drops off and the many compliance articles stipulated with the grant.
I noticed that some of them range from copyrights to USD of the Department of Homeland Seals record keeping requirements, including inspections. I was wondering if anybody from management administration had checked that out.
May gave a no vote with the belief that the resolution should have three readings for public input and is unsure of the steps the city will take to handle the cost to keep those six staff members on board. Councilman John Zuckel explains that FEMA spells out any expenses associated with the grant acceptance, adding that the city has been in discussion with their options after the grant's three-year funding.
Parts of which can be shared, others that still are not at the point where they are available for the public because we're still in negotiations. And I always look for an eye to the future. When we do these things, when we make hires, we're making hires for 20, 30 years down the road.
The third reading for the resolution will be at the council's August 27th meeting. Fire Chief Jim Parrish says he's not worried of any negative votes at the final reading since the majority vote rules. A local school district will provide students with mental health services through a partnership. This proactive step is due to concerns surrounding mental health and suicide in youth through the nation. New Philadelphia Superintendent David Brand explains that therapists and a case manager from community mental health will be on hand each day.
This is no cost to us as a district or the taxpayers. That's really beneficial. It'll go through a process where we may make some recommendations and have some conversations with the families and see if the families are willing to do that or want those kind of services.
For the 2018-2019 school year, the school district will continue with project, curriculum, and technology growth. Brand notes they have 15 new teachers starting this fall.
Either from retirement and things like that, but also just due to our really increasing enrollment. This is one of our largest kindergarten classes we've ever had. So some people will notice that as well. We have two new trailers, so four more classrooms that we had to bring in because of our overcrowding elementary schools.
He adds that when students return on August 23rd, the middle and high school starts 5 minutes earlier this year at 7:40 a.m., and elementary students begin classes at 9:15. And in your state news, a state auditor's report on Ohio's Medicaid prescription drug business says there needs to be more transparency on what taxpayers are getting for their money. The Columbus Dispatch reports Ohio Auditor David Yost's report, released Thursday, calls for auditing on how Medicaid prescription drugs are administered and an investigation into how manufacturers and wholesalers could be driving up costs. Yo says lawmakers' efforts this week to eliminate spread pricing may not be enough to curb costs. And in sports, Cleveland and Cincinnati were off last night. Pittsburgh lost to the Chicago Cubs 1-0. Tonight, the Indians welcome the Orioles at 7:10. The Reds host the Giants, and the Pirates take on the Cubs in Pittsburgh. The Steelers lost to the Packers 51-34 in week 2 of preseason football last night. The Browns are back tonight versus the Buffalo Bills at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Cincinnati will be in Dallas tomorrow night. They play the Cowboys. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Lawn Motor Company, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Law Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2011 GMC Canyon with crew cab, leather interior, bed liner, and fog light. A black 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee with four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, and sunroof. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third-row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LahmMotorCo.com. That's LahmMotorCo.com.
Mostly cloudy today, occasional showers and thunder showers, muggy with a high of 81. Cloudy tonight with showers, remaining humid, low of 69. Saturday, remaining unsettled with a mostly cloudy sky, occasional showers and afternoon thunder, high temperature near 80 degrees. Cold front will finally move to the south of the area, so we'll begin to dry out by Sunday. With a mix of sunshine and clouds, look for a high temperature Sunday of 81 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, visit us on Facebook or Twitter by going to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.